This is the Speaker's Scoop, a behind-the-scenes podcast with Washington House Speaker Lori Jenkins. Speaker Jenkins, what's on your mind this week?
You know, Jen, I think now that we have hit cutoff of House of Origin bills, so all of the House bills that have passed the House are over in the Senate now being considered, and Senate bills are here in the House, I am really focused and thinking a lot about our budget that we're going to release early next week. We've been working on this actually all summer long. The budget team has been working on it, and certainly all session long. I think this is a more complicated budget than any other time since I've been Speaker. Because we are in this rather substantial budget deficit, the budget deficit is around $15 billion. We just got an economic revenue forecast yesterday that says we're about another $1 billion down, which takes us to that $15 billion mark. And so it's really important that as we think about the budget that we'll get presented with and hopefully move off the House floor, we're going to have to make reductions in that budget. And the values that we as Democrats share as we build a budget that has to do reductions. I think primarily our approach will be, while there are many things in the budget where we would like to build and that we were planning to build on, for example, adding more childcare slots, we know that people in the state need more childcare availability. And so we were planning this next year to add a lot more slots to that. We probably won't be growing programs this year. We'll be fighting to keep what we have. And then I think beyond that, we will definitely be making sure that people don't die as a result of the reductions we make. We spend a lot of money in this state trying to make sure that people have food, have housing, have the health care they need. And we want to make sure that we're continuing to do that, even if we have to do reductions. So we'll focus on that a lot. My mind is really, focused there. I think one of the good things about this year is because of the challenges we're having, our budget teams between the House and the Senate have talked a lot more than they ever did historically. It used to be the Senate would do all their stuff and not talk to the House. The House would do all of our stuff and not talk to the Senate. And then when we each passed our budgets, then we would start talking. We're talking a lot now. And so we're likely to see, for example, that maybe the Senate focuses more on K-12 education and we focus more on the health, human services kind of area. And that way, we kind of spread our wealth in terms of depth of analysis. And when we come together to negotiate a final budget, we have really deep and knowledgeable folks having worked in all of these areas to try and make the best choices that we can for a final budget. I always think the budget and passage of the budget is really confusing to people. So what's been happening the last number of years since I've been Speaker is we both issue budgets. We hear our budgets in the Senate in the Ways and Means Committee and in the House in the Appropriations Committee. Committee members offer amendments, and then we move them out of committee, and they're available for the floor of the House. What's historically happened is the Senate moves its budget over, and we end up hearing that budget and then amending. We do what's called a striker that we develop, but it's basically our budget. We put our budget right on top of the Senate budget, and that's what triggers negotiations to start happening. And it shows the Senate that the House has the votes for its budget, and it shows us that the Senate has enough votes for theirs. So it does assess support for the two budgets that come out. And then we go into negotiations to see where we're really similar and where we're different. And the negotiations, which end up in what's called a conference report, the negotiations really are about where we're different and how we come to common ground there. I guess the last thing I'm really thinking about a lot is the revenue that we'll need to support this budget. I'm convinced, and have been since the very beginning, that we need to do the hard work to reduce the budget, to do reductions when we're in this deficit position, but that this cannot be balanced completely with reductions. We are going to need to adopt revenue in order to make sure that we're really not really harming people's lives or putting people's lives at risk. And so we're taking a similar approach on revenue. The House and the Senate will both have, I think, similar ideas. but some will be different from one another. The way we handle even similar ideas will be different. And I think the advantage that we get with that is the ability for the public to give a lot more feedback on a lot of different ideas. And that helps us decide in the end what kinds of revenue should we adopt in order to finally balance the budget. So I guess I've got a thing or two on my mind this week, but that at a high level is a lot of what I'm thinking about.
Washington House Speaker Lori Jenkins will catch up with you next week when the House and Senate have rolled out their budgets, so we'll have more to talk about.